Entrepreneurs deserve more than ordinary banking. The Access Bank Diamond Business Advantage Account is designed for SMEs, the driving force of the economy. It brings you seamless digital payments, smarter cash management, and the kind of support that keeps your enterprise moving with confidence. From the first step of your journey to every milestone ahead, this is the account that puts strength and simplicity at the end of your business. Call 202 or visit any of our branches to open an account today. Access Bank, more than banking.
For justice and action as Zambia joins the rest of the globe in celebrating International Women's Day. Surge in murder cases worries the police in northwestern province. In African news, masses the numbers killed by gunmen. In latest Nigeria attack, a senator tells BBC. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Some women in Lusaka's Kamanga compound say International Women's Day is an important occasion to celebrate the contribution women make to families and society. Speaking in interviews with Kombon Radio News, the women say the day reminds communities to respect and appreciate women for the sacrifices they make, especially in raising children and supporting their families. They also call on governments to support women's businesses, particularly marketeers, in order to help them improve their livelihoods.
Amatekinga ke abana kuchira muzibambo muzimai ni muntu wopasa ule mumaningo ole mekezeka chikwama yanganira bana mwamine vakurira andama kalana ija desire yonela lela bana kuti bana vanga vakula branch ole vankala na umoyo wa branch challenges I'm not facing as a woman in Yambidi. Kulinga utinti azimai, mzapeza tibana, wama yanganisha chabepa likolo mzimai. Kuchirichonte cha mene chifunika. Mungantawe ya mene tirimo. Mwana andekezela kuliwa mai, kutuwa zani chitila virigonsu vwa mene niembekezi. But mbambu wama kala sometimes zisharipo alipatari. Ina isi atishita ko offer something kulinga na kutiwa azimai, njama mapita mma challenges Yambidi.
Meanwhile, Ms. Jenna Tonga has encouraged women to speak out about the challenges they face. Ms. Tonga said women should be open and vocal on issues affecting them, adding that justice must prevail in line with this year's theme. And Miss Bridget Amoyoya says women today understand their rights are better than in the past and are now able to stand up, and those rights are violated.
Because time back, most of us did not know what our rights were. So as a result, most of us were just being left behind or pushed back by the men folk. But this time, we have realized that we have rights, just like women.
Zambia today joins the rest of the world in commemorating International Women's Day under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. The Zambian Association for Women is calling on governments to protect individuals with disabilities from being placed in situations without adequate support. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, Association Board Member Caro Kapungwe emphasize the need for inclusivity, especially for women and youth with disabilities, to enable them access technology and participate equally in society. Ms. Kapungwe said creating inclusive environments can help reduce dependence on social support systems and allow persons with disabilities to actively contribute to the economy.
It's not easy. We don't take advantage of one environment. They have to travel all the way from home to come to Uganda. To come and just to advise that this is a matter of offense and social capital. So we are saying we have to have increased self-care services for persons without disabilities and teaching to ADD, which also talks about cultural issues. There are a lot of persons without disabilities and that is important.
Northwestern province has recorded a rise in murder cases, many linked to the local practice of moving coffins known as a kikondo, Police Commissioner Brighton Siwale has revealed. Mr. Siwale said 67 murder cases were recorded in 2025, up from 48 in 2024. He urged residents to report suspicious activities and warned against taking the law into their own hands, stressing that offenders will be dealt with according to the law. He also called on traditional and civic leaders to educate communities on the role of the police in handling criminal matters. Meanwhile, road traffic accidents are on the rise in the province. Mr. Siwale says the 2025 accidents involving motorists occurred in 2025, resulting in 256 deaths, while motorbike accidents increased from 37 to 58 cases. Police have intensified patrols to promote road safety and reduce reckless driving. The senior chief advisor to Chief Shaibila for Makolongo branch, Charles Moswalo, has expressed gratitude to government for the construction of a health post in the area. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Moswalo said the construction of the facility is progressing well and will greatly improve access to health services for residents once completed. He said the health post will help reduce the longer distances the people currently travel to access their medical care. Mr. Moswalo has since appealed to contractors are working on the project to remain committed.